This goes to Dr. Sarva Pauli, Sarvepalli, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Paul Scott, date of birth 10/1/1948. Dear Dr. Sarva Pauli, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Scott with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, history of congestive heart failure, diabetic nephropathy, and history of urinary retention requiring self-catheterization every 6 hours. His last visit was September 8th of 2021. He's been feeling well. He did decrease his gabapentin down from 900 milligram to 300 once a day. And he stopped having some muscular twitching, but now he's having severe pain in his hands and feet. And he's wondering if he could increase the gabapentin a little bit. I told him you'd be working with him and possibly would go up to the 600 milligram, or the 300 milligram twice a day to see if we can alleviate the pain without causing further side effects. He continues to use the self-catheterization every 6 hours to empty his bladder. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. He does have chronic dyspnea and uses oxygen at night, 2 liters per nasal cannula, no chest pain or palpitations, no diarrhea. Urine is clear when, and no evidence of a UTI. He generally can tell that the urine is cloudy and bloody, and he will request a urine culture if that happens. No syncopal episodes. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Lasix 40 milligram once daily. The gabapentin is 300 milligram once a day now, and he would like to increase that to 300 milligram twice a day. We wouldn't disagree with a trial of that. And he does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, weight 280 pounds, pulse 78, blood pressure 127 over 71. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 28th of 2021. Creatinine is 1.5, and he does range between 1.2 and 1.7 for the last year. Albumin is 4.0. He has chronically low calcium at 7.4. Sodium 141, potassium is 3.7, carbon dioxide 34, phosphorus 4, hemoglobin 15.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and history of congestive heart failure. The patient will continue to have labs done once a month. He'll discuss with you the possibility of increasing gabapentin, the 300 milligram daily, up to 600 milligram a day, and we don't disagree with a trial of that. He knows that you'll watch for side effects if you choose to do so, and he's going to be rechecked in this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.